This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What happens to leadership voice credibility when a leader is perceived as playing favourites, and how to recover it? When favouritism erodes trust, your voice loses the power to lead. In short, leadership voice credibility is not lost in a single moment. Favoritism perceptions drain it slowly, and by the time a leader notices, the team has already adjusted to a world where that voice no longer carries full authority. Silence and compliance are not the same as trust. The damage is visible to everyone on the team before it is visible to the leader. Recovery is possible, but it requires honesty before it requires strategy. Definition: leadership voice credibility is the earned capacity of a leader's words to carry weight, shape decisions, and move people to act. It rests on a team's belief that the leader sees them fairly. When favoritism is perceived, that belief fractures, and the voice loses its authority regardless of what is being said. You thought the conversation had gone well. You gave the team the direction, you explained the reasoning, and people nodded. What you did not notice were the three people who had stopped asking questions 6 weeks ago, and the two who now share their real concerns with each other rather than with you. Leadership voice credibility does not collapse in a single meeting. It drains out quietly, through small daily signals that the leader is the last person to read clearly. The problem with favoritism perceptions is not just that they feel unfair to your team. It is that they rewire how your team hears everything you say from that point forward. This article will help you see those signals before the damage becomes irreversible, and give you a first move towards recovering the ground you may have already lost. Why leaders miss the damage until it is already done. Favoritism rarely looks like favoritism from the inside. It looks like recognizing strong performers, like building productive working relationships, like spending time where it generates results. The leader doing it often believes they are being strategic, not partial. This is the first reason the warning signs go unnoticed. The behavior that the team reads as favoritism is often behavior the leader would defend as good management. The second reason is subtler. When leadership voice credibility begins to erode, the team rarely confronts the leader directly. Instead, they adjust. They become more careful, less candid, more likely to give the answer they think you want. The feedback loop that would alert you to a problem is exactly the thing that gets broken first. You stop hearing the truth, so you stop knowing there is a truth to hear. The signs that your leadership voice has lost its footing. 1. Your questions are answered, but not engaged with. What it looks like: people respond to your questions with brief, accurate, safe answers. They do not build on them, challenge them, or add nuance. The room gives you what you asked for and nothing more. Why it happens: when people suspect favoritism, they make a quiet calculation. Genuine engagement carries risk if the playing field is not level. They have seen ideas from certain people receive more traction, regardless of merit. So they protect themselves by giving less. Why it matters: a leader whose questions get compliance rather than real thought is operating on incomplete information. The decisions you make on that information are built on a filtered version of reality. What to do? After your next meeting, ask one person who rarely speaks for their honest read of the discussion. Not anything to add, but a direct, specific question. You went quiet when we discussed the timeline. What were you actually thinking? This much I know for certain: the silence in a room tells you more than the conversation does, if you learn to listen to it. 2. People stop bringing you problems before they become crises. What it looks like: you find out about team friction, missed deadlines, or brewing conflicts through a third party, or after they have escalated beyond the point of easy repair. Why it happens: bringing a problem to a leader requires confidence that the leader will treat the information fairly. When favoritism is suspected, people worry the concern will be weighed against their standing rather than its merits. They wait, or they go elsewhere. Understanding how to rebuild trust after unresolved tension has damaged a working relationship becomes essential here, because this pattern is already a form of relational breakdown. Why it matters: you lose early warning. Problems that could have been managed in a 10-minute conversation arrive on your desk as full emergencies. What to do? Track where problems first surface to you. If the answer is consistently late or second-hand, that pattern is a credibility signal, not a communication quirk. 3. Your feedback lands without leaving a mark. What it looks like: you give someone feedback. They acknowledge it politely. Nothing changes. Not because they are resistant, but because they do not believe the feedback reflects a fair assessment of their work. Why it happens? Feedback carries weight only when the recipient trusts the source. If they believe you see certain people more favourably, they privately discount what you say about them. They hear the words and dismiss the judgment. Why effective feedback is the backbone of workplace growth only holds true when the person receiving it trusts the person giving it. Why it matters. You're spending energy on feedback but is not changing behaviour or building capability. Your developmental influence, the part of leadership that actually grows people, has been switched off. What to do? After giving feedback, ask a follow-up question 2 weeks later. What did you try differently? If the answer is always vague, the feedback is not landing. Start there. 4. The team self-organizes around your perceived favorites. What it looks like. People route requests, information, and collaboration through the colleagues they believe you trust most. Your perceived favorites become informal gatekeepers without being given that role. Why it happens. This is a deeply counterintuitive sign and easy to misread as healthy team dynamics. In reality, it is an adaptive response to a perceived power imbalance. The team has mapped the informal hierarchy and is working around the formal one. Why it matters. Your ability to foster a culture of team synergy depends on people engaging with each other as equals. When informal gatekeepers emerge, collaboration becomes transactional and the team fragments into tiers. What to do? Notice who gets copied in emails unprompted, who gets consulted informally before team decisions, and who speaks first in meetings. If the same names appear repeatedly, you're looking at the shadow hierarchy your team has built in response to their perception of you. 5. Pushback disappears from group discussions. What it looks like. Your ideas stop being challenged in meetings. Agreement comes quickly. Discussion stays surface level, and the room moves on without friction. Why it happens. People have learned, consciously or not, that challenge carries a cost that compliance does not. If they have watched certain people get rewarded and others get overlooked, they have drawn a conclusion about where it is safe to put their effort. For practical tools on what happens when voices get suppressed in discussions, see how to deal with dominant voices in a discussion. Why it matters. Unchallenged leaders make worse decisions. This is not a question of ego. It is a question of information quality. The room knows things you do not, and they have stopped sharing them. What to do? Explicitly invite dissent at the start of your next meeting. Not does anyone disagree, but before we close this, I want someone to argue the opposite case. Name it as a method, not a courtesy. I have sat in too many smooth meetings that were really a team telling a leader what they thought was safe to say. The smoothness was the warning. 6. Your words are heard differently depending on who you are addressing. What it looks like. The same instruction or encouragement visibly lands differently with different people. Some respond with energy. Others seem to wait it out. Why it happens. People calibrate their response to your words based on their read of your relationship with them. Those who feel favour to your genuine investment. Those who feel overlooked to your performance. Manage intention caused by favouritism perceptions requires you to first recognise the split in reception. Why it matters. Your leadership voice is not a single broadcast. It is a different signal received by each person, filtered through their sense of where they stand with you. If that filtering is uneven, your communication is fundamentally unreliable. What to do? After a team meeting, make brief, direct contact with at least 2 people who rarely receive your attention. Not a welfare check, a genuine question about their thinking on the topic discussed. 7. Conflict surfaces in all the wrong places. What it looks like. You see friction between team members that seems disproportionate to the surface issue, small disagreements that escalate quickly, or persistent tension between specific people. Why it happens. When people believe the leader is not a fair arbiter, they stop bringing conflict to the centre. Instead, it leaks sideways. How to handle conflict during meetings matters here, but the conflict you're seeing is a symptom of the credibility gap, not its source. People who trust their leader to be impartial surface conflict openly. People who do not manage it themselves, often badly. Why it matters. Conflict that the leader cannot see cannot be resolved. And conflict that gets resolved without the leader weakens the leader's authority further with every instance. What to do? Stop treating the interpersonal friction as the primary problem. Ask yourself what it would take for those 2 people to bring the conflict to you directly. That question tells you where the real work is. The root that feeds every branch. Each of these signs is a separate symptom, but they share a single cause. Your team no longer believes your words are backed by equal regard for them. Leadership voice credibility does not rest on eloquence or confidence. It rests on the team's fundamental trust that when you speak, you're speaking with all of them equally in view. Once that trust is gone, even your best communication is filtered through suspicion. The role of communication in meeting success, in daily feedback, in team culture, all of it depends on this foundation. You can read more about why communication shaped team outcomes in the role of communication in meeting success, but the foundation beneath all of it is equal regard. Restore that, and the rest can be rebuilt. Check where you actually stand right now. Answer each item honestly. Yes or no only. In the past month, have I given individual development feedback to every member of my team? Do I spend roughly similar one-on-one time with each person? Or do certain people get significantly more of my direct attention? In group discussions, do I actively draw out quieter voices? Or do I allow the same people to dominate? When problems are raised with me, do I respond with the same seriousness regardless of who's raising them? Can I name a specific piece of work from each team member that I have recognized publicly in the past 90 days? When I disagree with someone, is my tone consistent regardless of whether they are a person I find easy or difficult? Have people on my team told me something that surprised me recently? Or has my information felt predictable and comfortable? Scoring. 5 or more honest yes answers suggest your equity is visible to the team and your leadership voice credibility is reasonably intact. 3 or 4 suggest areas where your behavior has created a perception gap worth addressing directly. Fewer than 3 indicates that the warning signs above are likely already present. The work starts today. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling Books 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. The first move toward getting your voice back. The temptation is to give a speech to address the perception head-on in a team meeting, to declare your commitment to fairness, to explain your reasoning. Resist it. Speeches about fairness from leaders who are perceived as unfair land as either defensive or patronizing. Your team will not believe words about equity. They will believe behavior. Start smaller and more consistently. For the next 2 weeks, equalize your attention in visible, daily ways before you say anything about it. Ask the people you really address a direct question in every team interaction. Give specific feedback to people who rarely receive it. Credit ideas from people outside your usual circle in front of the group. These are not grand gestures. They're small, repeated signals that your voice speaks to all of them. After 2 weeks of that, then you can name what you have noticed simply, without self-flagellation, and with a specific invitation for people to tell you when they see the pattern returning. That conversation will land differently when the behavioral record has already begun to shift. Frequently asked questions. What is leadership voice credibility? Leadership voice credibility is the degree to which your team believes, respects, and acts on what you say. It is built through consistent, fair communication over time. When people perceive favoritism, that credibility erodes, and your words begin to carry less weight, regardless of their content. How does favoritism perception damage leadership voice credibility? When team members believe you favor certain people, they stop trusting your judgments and feedback. Your words get filtered through suspicion rather than respect. Over time, people disengage, withhold honest input, and stop coming to you with real problems, which signals that your voice no longer holds genuine authority. What are the early signs that leadership voice credibility is eroding? Early signs include shorter responses to your questions, reduced participation in group discussions, and a drop in people challenging your ideas. When your team stops pushing back, it is rarely because you have become more persuasive. More often, they have stopped believing that their voice will be heard fairly. How do you recover leadership voice credibility after favoritism perceptions? Recovery starts with visible, consistent equity and small daily interactions before addressing the larger perception. Equalize your attention, feedback, and development opportunities across the team. Then name what you've noticed in your own behavior, without deflection. People forgive imperfection far more readily than they forgive dishonesty. Can a leader recover credibility once the team believes favoritism is happening? Yes, but it takes longer than most leaders expect. Trust is rebuilt through sustained behavioral change, not a single conversation or announcement. The team will watch your actions for weeks before they begin to rate your words. Consistency over time is the only method that works. Why do some leaders not realize their voice has lost credibility? Because the surface of team behavior often looks normal long after credibility has eroded. People still attend meetings, still complete tasks, still nod, but they have stopped engaging genuinely. The feedback loop that would tell a leader something is wrong depends on trust, and that trust is exactly what has been lost. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.